This is episode 5 of the Fastby and Jazz podcast. I am Fastby and this
is Jazz.
So, on today's episode, we will be talking about
Mother's Day!
Extremely tacky Indian music and a song Jazz came up with in grade
9.
A song which you will know about more as we go ahead in the episode. So guys, let's dive right in.
The 14th of May was Mother's Day, and we all celebrated by giving our mother gifts and just making them feel really special. What did you do on Mother's Day?
I got my mom a rose, and I got her a brownie, and I did not eat lunch because I used my lunch money to buy her that stuff. Yeah.
Let me tell you why Rushal didn't eat lunch. Because last Tuesday when I came to his house, his mother had a very big complaint that Rushal ate the whole house up. So he went to a friend's place, had lunch there, came back, went to Cafe Coffee Day, had a sandwich there.
No, I ate apple pie.
Apple pie there. Came back home.
Apple pie with ice.
Had another meal.
I was hungry. It was hot.
And I had left his mom some pasta.
Because it was also
her birthday as well.
I ate everything.
And he ate everything.
I love food.
I understand you love food.
Food is mine.
But mother is also yours.
So food is mine. All of it is mine. What did you get your mother?
I got my mother hugs and kisses.
Because you spent all your money on girls.
Yes.
Shame on you.
No, but really, I've actually forgot Mother's Day, to be honest. But the thing is, Mother's Day can also, like, more important than your own mothers are, you know, your friend's mothers.
She.
See, in the way that whenever you go to that friend's place, you're always going to get some, beta, you'll have some rice. You'll have little bit chura, you'll have little chocolate, you'll have little juice.
No, dude, you get much more exotic stuff when you come to my house.
Of course.
You get like
every time I come to Rushal's house, auntie is definitely gonna make some chicken, some mutton, or like some cutlets.
Last time she'll cut pork off me because I'm a pig.
And I still remember last time this guy, he was eating so much, and auntie actually pulled his plate. Rushal, stop eating.
I only eat shamelessly in front of you. Like, otherwise I'm very modest.
Guys, listen to that. Now you know.
I only eat shamelessly in front of you. I can't. I mean, other times I can't. Like,
see,
I have like
strength things.
Dignity
are
to maintain. In front of you, I eat like I starve myself for 5 days and then I eat. Like every day is global fusion. Mother's Day is very important to all of us because, well, as for me and Jazz, each of our mothers are very important to the way we've developed as people. His mom, she's been so supportive of me, so caring, and my mom considers him as her son and me as a pig whenever he's around, so he loves it. So yeah,
I remember that one time we were coming back from school. Rushal was in the we both were in the back of the car, and mom was sitting in the front. And Rushal stinks, okay? Like after school,
I can't help it. Everyone stinks after.
I didn't stink. You stank.
I can't help it. Yeah, I was very hardworking.
Jashan, please tell this pig to go and take a bath. And I was laughing like crazy on that because at that time it was very funny. It doesn't sound that funny now.
No, now because I actually resemble the pig. So
But guys, I'm actually gonna post a picture of Rushal and me on Instagram so you can see how fat the two of us were. Actually, I wasn't fat.
You were fat.
I was
you
fat.
You were very
but
fat
like,
in the fifth grade.
Not when I'm talking about.
Oh,
in the ninth,
okay.
I wasn't
right,
that
right.
fat. Right?
Yeah. I didn't have a girlfriend, so I didn't have a reason to be thin.
Neither did I. Or did I?
Yes, you had.
I did.
You had everything. Mother's Day, as we're saying, is very important to all of us. Our mothers are very precious to all of us. And Mother's Day is not a single day. It's every day. Every day is Mother's Day. We need to cherish what our mothers do for us. So here's Fastby and Jazz saying a very happy belated Mother's Day to all your mothers. May everyone get a lot of love. May everyone get a lot of happiness from their moms. And
we love you,
we
mothers!
Love mothers.
I hope you heard that song, because that song has been making news for the complete last week.
Dhinchak Pooja.
Dude, some of her song, I, you know what? Although she goes offbeat,
she's terrible. Songs, she can nothing. You can nothing. You say will compensate for the terrible music she makes.
But they get stuck in your head.
They do, and that's not a good thing.
That's what's important.
That is not a good thing.
It's an advertising gig.
It's terrible.
If OLX pe bechte is stuck in your head, that means OLX is doing a good job.
OLX is doing a good job because you will use OLX. And how many times will you actually go back to hear Selfie man?
Lelli aaj selfie. But every time you're taking a selfie, yaad to rahega na selfie maine lelli aaj selfie mere rakha tha.
And what's worse is the song is bad as it is. She can't sing on B. She has no rhythm whatsoever.
Daru 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 hey.
Daru 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 hey. And apart from all of this, there are these weird jobless boys sitting with her in that car, the Audi, the so-called Audi car.
Watch this video.
Who are like, you know, moving their hands like they're in some third world rap music video, and they're all damn cool. And she's clicking selfies with them. And I mean, Dhinchak Pooja is the thing according to herself, but no.
So like, how does a rap video in the US work? Hey man, what you doing? Hey man. Oh, wait. This is Caribbean.
West Indies. Chris Gayle, man.
Kieran Pala. May I tell you what I do? May you don't come up my ass, man.
See. This is the sort of thing Dhinchak
Pooja... This is the kind of stuff you need to do.
Dhinchak Pooja can't do all this.
Oh, bhai, maine kya karna hai?
This is not Dhinchak Pooja.
Bhai, Dalli wale hai.
This is...
Hum karenge Dhinchak Pooja selfie maine le li aaj.
Please don't. I want to end this podcast forever. I cannot deal with this.
But this is the kind of stuff they do.
Yeah, but that is still bearable. Dhinchak Pooja is a different level of...
There is other weird stuff also.
It's like a terrorist attack happening in your head.
Have you heard Baba Sehgal?
Okay, fine.
Have you heard his songs?
Chicken fried rice. Then going to the gym.
Then go to the gym.
So
this lyrics,
terrible man. Lyrics, terrible music, and somehow it works in our country. And
there are so many. Even that Pakistani singer,
Tahir Shah. Hey, don't say anything. He's nice, man.
I to I.
Your eyes and my eyes. Beautiful eyes, sensational eyes,
special eyes, spectrum eyes. I can see from my prism eyes. I'm just kidding.
Talking about tacky music, and this is okay, that was not even Indian music. Let's...
Who is that other guy, Nirula guy?
Bhim Nirula. He's Bhim also Nirula. Not Indian, he's Nepali.
He's Nepali?
He's my driver's friend.
Hashtag Robbie, reference.
So, Bhim Nirula, he tops this list. Because he can sing, but it's very bad. He can sing, it's very bad. And this girl he's chasing after in the video is scary.
Guys, you have to go and listen to the song called Dancing All the Nights.
No, before that, Nirula. Sunday Morning Love You.
Both the songs are equally.
No, but Sunday Morning Love You is much better.
Sunday Morning Love You, Monday Morning Love You. Huh? I wanna love you every day. I wanna love you every day. Lady, you are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Lady, you are attractive, attractive, attractive. It reminds me of someone, but I can't say it on the podcast.
Why?
Because it is probably...
We will bring this up in one of our episodes soon, hopefully.
Some people will understand
this. Some people will understand this. Anyway, coming
ये
back.
ये joke सिर्फ दो लोगों को समझ में आएगा.
It was a ये बहुत funny joke.
Funny joke था.
मेरे को बहुत पसंद
आया. मेरे को भी बहुत पसंद आया.
Coming back to tacky music in India, I don't know.
Venu Malir. Malaysh.
Yo, yes.
You must have Venu Malaysh.
Venu Malaysh is the man, the myth, the legend.
Have you heard his song, na?
Yeah. He has like 3 songs which I've heard which I really like. And really like is like Don't Take Me Seriously. I hate them. But they're just very catchy. One of his songs has 9.3 million views on YouTube. It's called It's My Life. It's My Life, right?
Rushal keeps singing this song.
I can't help
it.
It's my life. Whatever I wanna do, it's my life. Wherever I wanna go, it's my life. Whom I wanna love. Oh.
But I like his other song.
Do it. It's an ice bucket challenge. It's a nice bucket challenge. So
nice bucket challenge. It's a very, nice bucket challenge.
Very, very overly creative.
And so much auto-tune.
So much auto-tune. He knows, like, he'll push your limits of creativity to new dimensions. Because, like, the lyrics themselves are very, very, very catchy. Although we deride it a lot. It is creative in the end of the day. At the end of the day, mind you, sorry.
And we are also creative people, especially me. Because in the 9th grade, I created a song which broke barriers. And it will soon break records in listens. Because I created Chane. And I have like 15 people with that song as their ringtone. Jazz's biggest fans, who is also Rushal's sister.
Oh God!
Anu.
Why do we?
Hi Anu. Welcome to the podcast.
No, why do we have?
So finally, I'm on this podcast.
Fatty Bao.
Shut up.
Anu, what are you talking about today?
So I'm going to tell you not much, just a little gist about this amazing song that Jashank happened to write, compose, everything about 2 years ago. I got this. Okay, Rushal is
He just fell off
the bed, but okay.
Yes!
So happy about me being on the podcast. So he sent me this audio about 2 years ago, and it was a song. And it was so amazing that it has stuck with me till date so much that everyone in my college seems to be crazy about it now. And I'm telling you, you're going to hear it in like few seconds. And I have no shame in saying, even after you guys hear this song, that I am Jashank and Rushal's biggest fan.
In the 6th grade, Anu thought that the world's largest peninsula is the Grand Peninsula.
That was the 5th grade, and you don't have to do this.
We'll have
this conversation
later. My song right
he
now.
Wrote that answer in a term exam.
My song.
Shut up. Okay.
She's dumb.
I'm going to sing about Chane now. Ready?
Yes. Let's go. Tell.
Abhi Chane. Tere papa ne bola. Abhi Chane. तेरी मम्मी ने बोला अबे चने बड़े भाई ने बोला अबे चने 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 खाते हैं तो बड़ा मजा आता है क्रंची क्रंची चने अपने पेट में जाता है मेरा भाई जब जब काबुल से आता है मेरे को बड़े सारे चने खिलाता है चने छोटे छोटे गोल गोल चने पीले पीले काले भूरे चने एवरीबॉडी सिंग विद मी चने 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 Eating chana is super cool. Just a look of those will make you drool. Never ever seen an Indian snack so great. So bring them out and put them in a plate and go. Chale.
So guys, I hope you liked episode 5 of the Pass B and Jazz podcast. A big thanks to Anu for being with us on our podcast today.
For taking up most of the camera
After
space.
You hear this, tell them you want me more often.
Give a thumbs up to Anu if you like her, okay?
No.
Hey!
Tell us what you like, dislike. Tell us what you didn't.
You love my voice, you do. You know it.
Anu. Follow us on Instagram. I am at @ScrambleJazz. Rushil is at @Rushil_Malik. And Anu is _Uns27 _.
Thank you.
That speaks a lot about the person. That speaks volumes. Do like the podcast. Do leave your comments. Do keep in touch. Keep listening in.
Okay, bye!